Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking how to score on your summer vacation.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
Hey there, welcome to another edition of Travel Tuesday for Millennial Money, and this is actually our last Travel Tuesday for before our break. We're going to take a little summer vacation ourselves coming up in a few weeks. We're going to be off for a few weeks, as you guys have heard all week, obviously. So summer's here, and people are looking for, they're looking to score, right?
Score. What are we talking about?
Score a summer vacation deal, of course. Hello. Yes. God, get your mind out of the gutter. Isn't this the time, people either people have made plans and they're going on a summer vacation, or they're like, you know what? I got to get out. I haven't made the plans yet, but, maybe July, 4th of July weekend or something, even if I get away in August, I have to get out. I mean, this is the time of year that people are going, you know what? I got to get away at least some point this summer.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the thing with scoring a deal, it's just like, I guess, with everything in life, right? It depends how much effort you want to put into it, because you could put not a lot of effort and get a good-ish deal and be done with it and, go about your way, go on your vacation. Or, you could put a little more effort into your deal or finding your deal and actually really save yourself a ton of money. So it really just comes down to, whether you want to spend a little extra time or you just want to make a quick online reservation and be done with it.
So basically what we're talking about, also scoring, we want to score, and we might need to actually get a OTA, right?
Yeah, and I think a lot of people don't know what an OTA
that's
is.
That sounds like a little different thing about scoring here.
It's
or something.
not some sort of sexual disease.
Yeah, so basically what we're talking about is, so if you're looking to plan a vacation, and so you are an expert with this, and you do a really great job with a lot of our vacations. We have a vacation coming up in July, and we did a lot of these things. But basically, of course, there's the old school travel agent. So if you don't want to, if you want to plan something but have somebody really book everything for you, you can still get a travel agent. Probably most cases these days, people don't use that. I think in some cases, if you want to completely eliminate all the stress, you can get a travel agent.
I think most people don't actually think that travel agents still exist, though. I mean, I would, if I could, like, take a poll of the people listening to this podcast.
Exactly.
How many of you have actually used a travel agent? Raise your hand. I know I can't see the hands raised, but I'm imagining in my head that it's a really small amount of people that have actually use a travel agent.
Right. But I think we're just going to, you know, cover like all the different bases here. The other thing that people go to, of course, these days, you go to Expedia, you go to Kayak, you go to, you know,
Hotels.com
or whatever. All those ones that compile everything. And through those, you could actually book your hotel. You could book flights. You could book, car rental. These days, there's more and more. You could actually get, you know, package deals, and you can get tickets to Disneyland or wherever you're doing, you know, museums and stuff like that, which is what travel agents can do as well, too. This is the online version of that. This is the OTA, correct?
Yes. And I mean, you know, I think when we think about booking hotel reservations, this is what we think of. This is the new normal, especially if you're a younger millennial listening to this podcast. This is probably the only way that you've ever booked, you know, hotel or travel reservations is through Expedia or Hotels.com or any of those OTAs, just because they're simple. It's name recognition. It's kind of what we've all grown up with, you know, seeing online. So I think it's really familiar and easy to book that way.
Right. And they came about, what, you know, 10, 15 years ago, especially when travel was down, a lot of hotels and even airlines and whatnot went to, but, you know, this week we're kind of really talking about hotels, or the specific one about this, but hotels really went to all those OTAs because they weren't booking rooms and travel was down. And so they went to all those sites and put, you know, a lot of really discount ones. But now hotel chains are seeing how much money they are not making because of all the deals that they have on there. And now you could actually score more deals either through the website of the hotels, but more specifically, and this is probably something none of us really think about too, is call hotels directly.
Yeah. And, you know, again, I'm like a huge fan of negotiation, and you don't have to be like a crazy car salesman, you know, those like terrible images that you're thinking of negotiating with. It's really just about asking some questions. And again, this is where we come back to, like, how much work do you actually want to do? How much is the quote unquote saving money? How valuable, I guess, is that to you on your vacation? You know, maybe if you're going for like a day or two, it's not that big of a deal. But if you're taking like a 5 or 7 day plus vacation where you're going to spend a big chunk of change at a hotel, I think it's really worth the effort. And I'll just, you know, tell the listeners what we do when we're looking for a hotel.
Right. And this is also something that travel experts, and we were actually going to do this episode, and then we saw a recent piece, and Peter Greenberg, the travel writer himself, does this all the time and will get a lot of different, you know, deals or whatnot. But what are some of the things that, so say if we call a hotel and we want to book, like you just said, like 5 to 7 days, maybe even longer than that, what are we going to get from those hotels, and what are we looking to score?
Well, I think first it starts, you got to back up a little bit before you make the phone call, is you want to go to either the hotel website or most preferably one of those OTAs where, you know, your Expedia, your Hotels.com, your Orbitz, all of those, where you find a particular room rate, because that is really what gives you kind of the negotiating power. Because the hotel chain doesn't want to lose your reservation to Expedia. They would rather you book it directly through them. So what's really important to do is find that dollar amount first. What is that going to cost, right? So you kind of have that
ballpark.
Yeah, you have that ballpark. You know, you could email it to the hotel if they ask you to, although they never really ask you to do that. But when you're calling, you're actually going to want to call the hotel front desk. You're not going to want to go through the 1-800 number or any of that. You're going to get, you know, back to the same place that you start to. So it's really important to call the hotel front desk. And you're literally just saying to them, you know, I found this offer online, whatever site it is, but, you know, I want to book it through you directly. But I have some questions. And a lot of the things that you can negotiate for are things that you don't think you can actually negotiate for, like that enormous parking fee, right? That in some places is huge. I mean, I know some places in the big cities where it can be $30, $40 a night for valet parking.
More actually a lot of times, but yeah. Exactly.
So you can negotiate the parking fee. You can negotiate, you know, those terrible daily resort charges now that all of the hotels stack on. Those are usually...
Or maybe you don't even pay attention to the resort fees.
Right, so suddenly...
If you don't know that they're there, look at it and see what that is, but you can negotiate that, right?
Right. So that is another $30 a day normally for those. And these are all charges that the hotel has full authority to waive on your behalf. You can negotiate for free Wi-Fi. So a lot of times if you're a member of that particular hotel chain, you get free Wi-Fi, which is now kind of their bargaining chip to have you become actually kind of a loyalty member of the hotel. But you can bargain for the same thing without having to give them your email address and sign up for, you know, their loyalty program.
Yeah, and that's a huge thing too, I think, a lot of times. Because, I mean, so many times I get the free Wi-Fi and it's horrible. It's like you might as well be dial up, you know?
Yeah, exactly. If you have young kids, you can negotiate for free meals for the kids. I mean, that could be a big savings. Like you could just eat kind of what the kid doesn't eat, you know?
Yeah, or even free breakfasts too. I mean,
free breakfast. And absolutely.
If you call a lot of hotels in Europe, which can be a little challenging if this is the route you're going to go, you know, if it's a country that doesn't speak English, but you could still get it. I mean, no matter where you go, a hotel will speak English. Usually they will speak English, but look how many places in Europe you can negotiate and add a breakfast. And that is a huge savings, when you're staying at that hotel, because you don't even have to worry about, oh, where am I going to go get coffee or something like that.
Yeah. So it's really just about asking questions. And, you know, I think sometimes people think they're being a pain in the butt when they're asking this question, but the hotel really wants you to book through the hotel chain. So, you know, if you get someone on the phone that is not being very nice to you, you know, ask to speak to a supervisor. You can always move up the chain, but it really is worth it because, I mean, what if you could save yourself like $50, $60, $70 plus per night? Just silly fees that you would have normally paid. I mean, that starts to be, if we multiply that by 5 days or 7 days or more, it starts to be a lot of money that you could use for your food budget or your car budget or
cocktail budget. Yeah.
Cocktail budget.
Well, I mean, also too, that the hotels and the OTAs, they're competing now. Where it became for many years a one-stop shopping, but now they're really competing. So this is where we actually have to compete with them, and we have to do the legwork and do that, you know. So like I said before, you could just go to the OTA sites and, you know, go to Expedia and just boom, one stop, boom, you're done and stuff like that. But if you do a little bit more legwork, you could actually get these kind of deals. And like I said, this is what travel experts do all the time too. They don't just get, you know, comps or pay whatever and stuff like that. They have to, you know, they want to compete and also find deals like how we find deals and then we pass them on to you guys.
The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited. And it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/etm. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/etm. That's monarchmoney.com/etm for your extended 30-day free trial.
Yeah, and you know, I would say, like, if you're listening and the calling up part is like making you to start break out in a sweat.
Yeah, because,
like,
people actually don't call on the phone anymore, right?
So if that's like just too much for you to handle, I would urge you to just try it once, because I know that when you can save money once, you're like, oh man, like how many, yeah, I want to go stay somewhere else again and like try this again, because it really does work. But if you're still nervous about it, at the very least, if you're on Expedia or Travelocity or any of those sites and you find a hotel room, also go to the hotel website and check the rate. At the very least, compare the hotel website with the OTA, because a lot of times there is a big difference in price and there's no rhyme or reason. Sometimes it's the OTA you'll get the better deal. Sometimes it's the hotel website. So at least take a few extra seconds and do that kind of due diligence.
Yeah. Well, also on the hotel website, I think a lot of times what I always see when I'm doing research for whatever, even if I'm just checking out a new hotel, I see them have, you know, different package deals all the time too. So whether it's, you know, they have a romance package or a spa package or something like that, you might be able to take advantage of you know, deals like that, which would be really cool. Like, hey, we're already going to go to Mexico, but then they have a spa package and you get a free massage in the deal and a bottle of champagne. But one of the things too, I think if you're worried about calling these places, I think, in my opinion, and I'm, you know, I don't really like to have bad service at all. I don't think anybody does. But if you call a hotel and they're maybe not the nicest about it, you probably don't want to stay at that hotel. But most of these hotels, because they know they're competing, they're going to give you friendly service. They're going to answer your questions, and they will probably even offer something else up as well.
Yeah. And, you know, another thing that you just kind of jogged my memory on there is, you know, the popular thing now, whether it's the hotel website or whether it's one of the OTAs, is to offer a lower price that is the non-refundable price. So if you book it right away and you actually pay the fee you know, right then and there, you'll get a lower rate. Well, I hate that. I want the lower rate, but I don't want to have to give you my money right now, especially if it's June and I'm not traveling to November. I don't want to give you all my money right now because you're going to make money off my money and I want to make money off my money. So that is another thing that you can actually negotiate for, saying, hey, I found the non-refundable rate. I want that rate, but I don't want to have to pay until I leave your hotel. And a lot of hotels will really honor that rate just because you called and you asked the question. That rate is still available. And, you know, they'll usually make the exception for you. I know we've done that many times because it's just something, I don't like you to have my money right now.
Yeah, well, and also we've had, you know, especially international trips, we've actually had to cancel too or rearrange or something like that. So that's a, you know, a good thing.
Yeah, you just never know.
Yeah, but so we're talking hotels here now, but does this kind of negotiation, but to check multiple sites, does this also work with airlines as well?
Yeah, it does. It does work with airlines for sure. I mean, I'm
because the airlines right now are being really competitive as well too. That sometimes you could find a different rate on their website, like say American, as opposed to Expedia.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that I do it as a habit, and I don't even think about it. But yeah, I mean, it's always a good idea to go directly to the site of the hotel or the carrier or the cruise line or whatever it may be. Check that rate and then check the OTAs and see what the difference is. Because like I said, even if you're not going to call, at least you can figure out what is the better rate and go that way. And it, like I said, it's not always one way or the other. So that's why you have to always check and see to find out, you know, what the best rate is. And I will say this, like, I love apps. I'm a huge fan of apps. There's a lot of great travel apps out there. I use an app when we're trying to price our airfare, but if the app tells me that it's like the right time to book a particular airfare, I still go and check all of the websites. And sometimes I actually do find it lower than what the app was telling me. So I think, you know, I mean, when it comes to these big purchase items, you know, if you could save $50 or $100 or even more, it's worth it, I think, to do a little extra effort. And I almost feel nowadays like we're trying to be a little bit, not tricked, but, you know, the convenience factor is kind of making us lazy with this.
Well, I mean, I think people, for years, obviously, the go-to was a travel agent. And travel agents, believe it or not, they actually still exist. I have some friends that are actually travel agents. But that's what the OTAs have become, your travel agent, and you just have to click, click, click. Well, now, because of the competitiveness of everything, that, you know, if you take a few extra steps, this is really a great way to save money and also get some, like, cool little perks out of it as well.
Yeah, you know, and I think we have so many listener questions and people that give us feedback about the podcast, and they want to know, you know, how can I go on like my dream trip for, you know, this budget, or I have a fair, you know, really nice sized budget from a travel, but I just don't want to spend all of this money, you know.
Or how do you guys actually travel? We've gotten that a lot,
right,
too.
We get a lot.
And this is how we do it.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I mean, I think whether you have a small budget or you have a really large budget, at the end of the day, it's all about just being smart with your money. And, you know, the way I look at it is, you know, let's say you save $100 on your hotel stay. Well, maybe that $100 isn't that big of a deal to you, but what if you save $100 there? And then the next time you save a couple $100 on your airfare, and then you save, I mean, you can really put that money to work for you in lots of different places, not just in your travel budget. And that's really what it takes to be smart and leverage your money.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, and I think also too, like how we do it, like we're going on a vacation in July to Hawaii, and we're kind of doing a little bit of tricks of like, we're deciding not to stay at a hotel. We're going to stay at an Airbnb, which we like a lot more sometimes anyway, but we're going to give up a lot of those things to do other things like a cruise and a different thing, you know, really nice dinners. We're going to go really do really cool things because, hey, we don't really need to spend the money on a resort or something like that. So we're going to go that. So just doing little things like that is, I think, is always so helpful.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think the moral of the story is really figuring out what's important to you. You know, if you have a family, obviously the kids stuff is going to be important for you to negotiate. You know, if you're there for business travel, maybe the Wi-Fi is going to be important for you. Or like I said, if you're there for, you know, an extended trip, you know, those daily resort fees, those parking fees, all of those little nuances that are a pain in the butt that just add up. And then when you get your final bill, like you have a full on like freak out panic moment. You're like, wait a minute, there's an extra like $400 on my, you know, on my bill.
Especially if you like drive to a location, you have to pay so much for parking and you don't even leave sometimes. You're like, wait, what?
Yeah, I never even this cost took me my that. Car out.
Right, right. Exactly. I could buy a car for less than that.
Yeah. So I think, again, it's just about prioritizing what is important to you, but asking the questions when you call the hotel, it's, you know, directly, you know, what sort of deals, you know, can I get? You know, these are the things that are important to me. You know, asking the questions. If you don't ask the questions, you're not going to get the deal. And the worst case scenario that anybody says is, no, we can't honor that, or no, we can only, you know, give you a room upgrade or whatever. And then at that point, you decide what you want to do. But at least you've asked the question. And like I always say, if you... let's say you want free Wi-Fi, and when you book the hotel, they said, no, you can't get free Wi-Fi. When you check in, ask for free Wi-Fi again, because chances are when you're live face-to-face in front of them, they're going to give you the free Wi-Fi, especially if you social media about your stay, mm-hmm. you Instagram, anything. And I'm not talking about making stuff up that isn't accurate, but those things count these days.
Yeah, absolutely. So... use these tricks and start scoring your summer vacations. As you could tell, we are headed out on the holiday road with that classic song from the classic vacation movie, Chevy Chase vacation movie. We're headed out on the holiday road. We have a few trips coming up this summer and as well. So, but also coming up after our break, after our summer vacation, we have a lot of really great travel episodes coming up. We're going to go to the East Coast and visit Boston. We're going to go to back toward the West Coast and visit Portland. And we're also going to do a really great music and food edition in the birthplace of rock and roll in Memphis. As well, we have some more travel guides coming up, don't we? Some more city guides that we're going to be doing.
Yes, we do. So stay tuned for those.
Yes. So as much as we love spending time with our Millennial Money listeners, we're kind of needing a break right now, don't you think?
Yeah, I think it's time for a little summer vacation.
I think everybody's ready for that. So we hope that you guys love this episode. Find some deals this summer and let us know where you're headed out on your holiday road. And we will see you in a few weeks. So mahalo.